بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of the things that distinguishes this beautiful religion of ours, Islam, is the ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. This is the only religion where for doing very small things, something which is in many cases something that you might do anyway, something that is just a matter of your, you know, anyone with a good nature would probably behave in that way. But that thing, when it is done by a Muslim with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the reason why the niyyah is so important. If you do that consciously with the niyyah of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that thing also becomes a means of earning Jannah. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a smile is sadaqah. I mean, you might, any good-natured person will smile. It's not something that you have to make an effort for. It doesn't cost you money. It doesn't cost you, you know, any physical strain or stress. It's something that you would do anyhow. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records this in our book of deeds as sadaqah, which means that something that is liable to be rewarded, something that has a reward associated with it. Similarly, when we shake hands, and of course I'm not asking you to shake hands in these corona times, but in normal times we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free us from this pandemic and enable us to do our normal things. If you shake hands with your brother, again, as I said, the niyyah is important. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the reward even if we have done it without conscious thought. But if we shake hands with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out the sins of both people. When we make wudu, which again is something that anybody who's praying will make wudu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the sins fall from the hands like dry leaves fall from a tree in autumn. And there are many such things where the smallest action, the most apparently insignificant action, something that, as I mentioned, doesn't take any effort, no expenditure of any resource, nothing, but it becomes the means of Jannah. One such is the kalima of shukr, which is Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All praise and all thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is something that a person, when you sneeze, you say Alhamdulillah. It is something that a person, a believing Muslim, probably says, you know, many times in a day. But this same word, again, the importance of consciously doing it, the niyyah. If you do it consciously, then in the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, he said that if you would recite Alhamdulillah 100 times in a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 1,000 hasanat or will wipe out 1,000 sins. And since Alhamdulillah is a tree in Jannah, when you say Alhamdulillah 100 times, 100 trees have been planted in your Jannah. I'm going to ask Umair to send along with this a beautiful clip where the Shaykh has mentioned this hadith in detail, and it's a very beautifully narrated clip. So I request you to listen to that along with this. This was just my intro to that, and to draw your attention, my attention, to the fact that all of these and many such small things in this religion, if done consciously, become the means of khair and barakah for us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك الرحمن الرحيم.